Good morning, and welcome into our Speak Out program. For the next hour, we'll be fielding your questions regarding the 9th Street special election in Hastings. Of course, a yes vote would allow the street to remain open. A no vote would allow the street to be closed. If you'd like to get in on the discussion and ask questions for either side, you can call us here at 462-2511. Joining us this morning in studio, representing the Hastings citizens to keep 9th Street open, is Roger Selle. And representing Hastings College is President Don Jackson. Gentlemen, good morning.
Good morning.
And we've also got Tyson Avronik in studio here as well. He'll be giving us updates via social media. Before we get started, I had a chance to speak with Ramona Thomas, the Adams County Election Commissioner, yesterday about some frequently asked questions regarding the ballot. And she explained to me what people need to know if they have not yet received a ballot.
They would need to call into our office and see the reason why. We have fielded a few calls, and it's usually that someone has moved and forgot to update their address or perhaps had a name change, and the ballot may have come back as undeliverable. But in every case, we've been able to answer why they didn't receive a ballot, and they have until May 1st to correct it.
Again, if you plan to vote, you must be registered no later than this Friday.
That's correct. It is May 1st, and that is to either register to vote or to alter your current registration. So if you have moved, you need to correct your voter registration. Otherwise, your ballot is probably going to come back to us as undeliverable because they are being sent out as non-forwardable mail. So even if you're getting your mail forwarded from your previous address, ballots are not allowed to be forwarded.
And Thomas also cleared up confusion about signing and dating your ballot envelopes.
I know there has been some things floating around on social media that I haven't seen myself, but I've had some people inquire about them, saying that if the date is not filled out, your ballot won't count. That is absolutely not true. The reason there's a date on there and the reason it is blank is because this is a universal envelope that all counties use for all of their mail-in elections. So if we would have envelope stock, you know, left over from this election, we can use it for another one. So that's why the date is left blank.
So there we go. Gentlemen, we flipped a coin to determine who would give an opening statement first, and Roger, you get to go first.
Okay, thank you. Many are aware that both college students and neighbors of Hastings College have endured a street with potholes and neglected sidewalks that's been an eyesore for several years on 9th Street. The parking on both sides of 9th Street in front of the Student Union has also been a distraction, and it's contributed to the congestion and creating safety concerns for both drivers and pedestrians. After it was decided to the closing of 9th Street would be put on the ballot, our citizens group felt we needed to put forward a vision of what could be done on 9th Street that would help meet the goals of the college and also maintain 9th Street as a through street. Our first priority would be to relocate the parking from between Elm and Ash and landscape the vacated parking area, all of which is part of the college's plans as well. The difference between the college's plan and our vision is we propose to continue to allow traffic through 9th Street, providing convenient access to the center of the campus, including the Student Union, and eliminating a lot of the driving around the campus for students and others to get to the dorms or parking or elsewhere. Well-marked crosswalks, perhaps even including rumble strips at Elm and Ash and in front of the Student Union, and drop-off lanes in front of the Student Union for buses and cars would also appear to us to be desirable. Further, we recognize the attractiveness of having a gathering place for students, and we would suggest the space vacated by the old science building, for example, would provide more potential than the proposed plaza with its wide sidewalks. We're suggesting that the wide sidewalks in the college's plan could instead be an open street for all vehicular traffic, not just the emergency vehicles serving the campus. We propose the above features could offer a convenient and attractive campus for all to enjoy and help attract prospective students and achieve the growth for Hastings College that we all applaud.
Okay. Don, if you'd like to go next.
Yes, thank you. The issue for Hastings College is actually an economic one, and these are very difficult times for the college. We're experiencing some pretty serious operating deficits. I might add the college is not in financial difficulty. We've got a very strong endowment, and contributions to the endowment are resulting in an improving balance sheet for the college, but nevertheless, money to actually pay the bills is in tight supply right now, and we're actually borrowing in order to meet our needs. The critical aspect for the college is to be able to recruit more students, and that is the primary design that we have in mind for the 9th Street location. It not only ties our college together, the north and south halves of the college. When I was a student here, of course, the north part of what's now the campus was a golf course. And so the student union was the very north end of the campus. That's changed. All of our undergraduate housing, underclassmen housing is freshmen, sophomores, is right around the 9th Street corridor, and our student union is there as well. We would like to expand the student union to the south toward 9th Street, likely into the right-of-way that currently exists for the street. It certainly wouldn't interfere with the utility easements and things like that, but it would expand our student union to the south. And there are several things that we need to do with that expansion. One is a recruiting and admissions office that would be located right there at the 9th Street and Elm Avenue corner. We'd like to put a parking lot, a small parking lot that's dedicated to prospective students and their families right there, that would also include parking for those with disabilities, which we think is critically important to preserve for the college, of course. The other aspect of the student union that we need to improve is our dining facility and our kitchen. And in order to do that, we pretty much need to build a new one. And that plot of land south of the student union is the best place to do that. If you look at the north side of the student union, there's a steep drop-off into the creek there. And to the east, there's also a gully over toward our current residence hall, Weir Hall. So the logical location to expand the student union and bring it more to the center is toward 9th Street. This is the critical factor for us, and one that is very important to the college in terms of being able to recruit and retain students. The whole issue of recruiting students has gotten very intense in Nebraska and around the country, quite frankly, and small schools like Hastings College are in a battle out there to bring in enough students to pay the bills. And that's what this is about for us. We think the 9th Street location is perfect for us in order to do that.
All right. Well, we'll be taking some phone calls here. If you'd like to get in and ask some questions to either Don Jackson or Roger Selle, the number is 462-2511. You can also email your questions to news@khasradio.com. And then you can also participate via our Facebook and Twitter pages. Tyson, anything you'd like to add here? Do you have any questions on there?
As far as the Facebook and Twitter is concerned, you can, of course, tweet us to @KHAS Radio. We made a post about the 9th Street Forum a little bit earlier. You can simply leave a comment below that post, or you can simply message us. We've got our social media operations up here, so I've got everything pulled up here, and we'll be able to easily access those questions. We have had a couple come through the email already, so do appreciate that, and we've had several earlier on the Facebook as well that we'll get to here a little bit later on in the program. But again, you can, as Brandon mentioned, call us 402-462-2511, email news@khasradio.com, leave us a Facebook message on our KHS Radio HastingsLink.com Facebook page, or tweet us @KHAS Radio.
And obviously this has been something that's been going on. The issue's been kind of up in the air for, I think, last 4 or 5 years now. I guess just kind of talk about how did we get this far? I'll start with you, Don.
Well, you're right, Brandon. It's been 4.5 years, I believe, since the college first approached the city about this. And it's been pretty much an ongoing discussion since that time, with opportunities for open meetings and opportunities to discuss and provide input. So the college has been involved in that from the beginning. As we began to as I became president almost 2.5 years ago now, it was clear that we needed to get this behind us one way or the other. And as a result of it being a critically important issue to us, we decided to move forward with the discussions with the city council and move this along with them, first through some kind of discussion meetings with the council, and then open meetings, and then finally the council voted to vacate the street to the college last July. I might add, our approach to this was to not take possession of the street immediately. I think that that was at least an option for us to negotiate with the council, but we felt that it was important to leave the street open for a year because we weren't ready to develop it. Last year at this time, we were fully renovating two residence halls and removing our old science building, and there was a lot going on. It just wasn't possible to redevelop the street at that time, so we decided to wait until the 1st of June this year. And that, of course, allowed time for the citizens that were opposed to organize and to bring this to an election.
And, Roger, do you have anything to add to that?
I came onto the scene a little bit later from when it first was discussed in the city council. I did attend the first, I think, public hearing that the city council held. And at that time, the college was suggesting that the reason that the street needed to be closed was a safety issue. That's kind of where the discussion started, and we've evolved now to really more a focus of a discussion of helping Hastings College grow. But we've tried to emphasize that that's really not the issue to us as a citizens group. We want to help the college grow as well.
All right, 462-2511 is the number to call here if you'd like to get in on the conversation. We'd definitely like to have input from community members here, and they can also email the questions here to news@khasradio.com. Again, 462-2511. We'll take a break, and we'll come back right after this. All right, welcome back into our public forum here on the 9th Street issue. 462-2511 if you'd like to get in on the conversation. And we've got a caller waiting patiently on the phone line. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. I've got a question about, I haven't heard any discussion about the difference between this and, say, when Mary Lanning closed St. Joe. I know St. Joseph wasn't an arterial road, but it seems to me, from what I recall, there may have been, but I don't recall any uproar about it.
Okay.
Can anybody, state what the difference is between Mary Lanning and the college?
Roger, we'll go ahead and start off with you here.
Okay, I just would comment, as the caller indicated, a difference of the type of street that was being closed, and that's, I think, one of the points with regard to 9th Street, where we've had in the city plan that really 7th, 9th, and 12th have been main streets carrying traffic across town, snow routes, etc. While the closings that we've had up to this point have been north-south streets. I guess there was 5th that is not a part of the main arterials, but most of the rest of the closings have been north-south streets, and then it has been a diversion of traffic, a block one side or another, those are the main differences, is the amount of the diversion that is possible, and then also the fact that we're looking at one of our main east-west streets.
I see.
Don, do you have anything to add?
Yes, I would. I see a major commonality here is that the closing of streets around Mary Lanning was for the purpose of the making the hospital be better able to do its job. And certainly that's true for Hastings College as well. As I said in my opening comments, this for us is all about making the college operate better and being more functional for both our students and our prospective students and their families. For most of the businesses, and I use the example of Russ's supermarket most recently, the change there, although it inconvenienced some, certainly from my experience of going to the supermarket, made it a lot better. I feel the same way about the hospital.
Okay, I agree. Thank you for your answers.
All right. You're up.
All right, thank you for the call. We've got another call here on the other line, and we'll go ahead and take their question. Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, my question is for the college person that's there now. When they built the Hastings College, when it first came in, did they figure about everything when they first started building the college that when they divided the two halves of the college together, or was that just something that they wanted to do and then they decided that it was not what they wanted and they wanted to have an enclosed campus?
Thank you for the call. The college was founded in 1882, and at the time, the land that the college purchased was basically cornfields, is what I understand, and the city grew toward the college. So the college was intended to have an enclosed campus from the beginning. As it grew, the Fuhrer Hall of Music went across the street, the Weir Hall went across the street, which is a residence hall, and then the Student Union. Later on, as the college expanded onto the old Elks Golf Course, that expanded the footprint of the college considerably. And then that's when it became this one block of 9th Street that we'd like to redevelop became the kind of the center of the campus and the only point in campus where there's traffic flowing through.
Okay, yeah, because I've been here 18 years, and I lived up there by Hastings College on the street that they were closing and they bought houses on. I lived there for a long time, and every time I went down 9th Street, the city of Hastings always maintained its streets up until the college started asking to buy the street, and that's when they stopped really taking care of the street. And I mean, with the kids there that are in the college, they're old enough to be able to cross the streets without happen to be walked across or whatever with the other people, because they were taught from the time they were kids up till they were adults to be able to walk up out into the street and do walk in the way that they're supposed to. And when I've been there, I've seen kids from the college come speeding out of there, and I also was there on when one of the students ran down a little child that was there on Ash Avenue and drugged the child under the car.
All right, well, we appreciate your comments here. We've got to get to another call, but thank you for calling in. Let's go ahead and just get to the next caller here. They've been waiting patiently here. Good morning. What's your question?
My question is, Hastings College owns pretty much all of the street to the east of there, and then they have a big complex, sporting complex, to the east of that. Where is this closing of 9th Street going to stop? I mean, are you going to go on down east past those two buildings? You know, because I know they're going to own that all eventually. They got most of it now. But what about the complex there where the sporting thing is? What are they going to do there? Are we going to close the street on past there, or are we stopping where you say you're stopping? That's my question. Thank you.
Okay.
Well, I appreciate the question. There are no plans for the college to apply for any further street closings or redevelopment or on 9th Street at all. Obviously, the Pine Knoll street that was mentioned, the college does own 19 of the 24 homes on Pine Knoll right now, and we do have plans for development there, but the plans do not include closure of any further portions of 9th Street.
To make a call. Okay. Again, 462-2511 is the phone number. You can also email your questions to news@kjsradio.com. Tyson, got some questions there?
Well, yeah, we have had a few questions come in via social media as well as the email. We'll go into this one that came into news@khsradio a little bit earlier on this morning. Actually, came in very early this morning when we first made the Facebook comment. But it's talking a little bit about, and I'll have you both elaborate a little bit, but we'll start with you, Don. And they're discussing that they've heard from some students, and when we have heard a lot as this discussion has going on, is, well, we've heard from this or we've heard from that, but that they've heard from some students that maybe the classes sizes are a little bit too small, that there is still some students with folding chairs because there's not enough seats, and maybe they're suggesting that the college grow with expansion of buildings and more professors. Give us maybe a little bit on those efforts from that standpoint, and again, how this Ninth Street in your, how you feel this is going to help the campus expand.
Yes, thank you. It's right now, I think, I don't know of classes being too small for our students, but as we grow, that is a consideration. And actually, part of the redevelopment of our student union renovation and expansion would likely include classroom space inside the student union itself, as we have a continuing need. Obviously, with the new Jackson Dinsdale Art Center up on the northwest corner of the campus at Ash and 12th Street, there will be new classrooms there that will add to our inventory, and we won't lose the classrooms that we have in the old Carnegie Library where our art center is currently housed. Also, as we grow, we obviously are taking into consideration adding professors as appropriate to provide instruction for the classes. So that's all part of the plan.
Roger, is there anything that you have to add to that in regards to expansion of campus and how your citizen group would like to see the college expand?
Well, I think the main concern, as I understand it from the college, is being able to have their enrollment being sufficient to have a good economic situation for them. I guess the challenge then is to seek to accommodate that larger population of students. I don't know that we've had a discussion really of what additional parking, for example, that might be involved with that. In any case, certainly those are the main goals here, is to help the college be viable economically and be able to attract the students that are needed to do that.
Parking has been a big concern throughout this entire process. Can we focus maybe just for a couple minutes on what the plans are in regards to that?
Yes. I would like to see parking removed from Ninth Street completely, and obviously our plan involves that, and we've made accommodations to provide for that. Some temporary across the street from the college on Ash Street would be a temporary lot. But our long-term plans would involve a large parking lot south of the current arena in the Pine Knoll area with a connector road to the north parking lot on the north side of the arena so that individuals could easily go between 12th Street and the south parking lot there. So one of the big priorities for the college, regardless of how all this turns out, is to have students driving to class less frequently than they are now, and for our campus to become more pedestrian and more bike friendly. So regardless of how the Ninth Street issue turns out, that's our goal, and we have long-term plans that would accommodate the parking, certainly.
Roger, anything to add in regards to parking?
Yes, I think you need to look at each step as it's taken, and what's being proposed is to divert traffic from 9th down Ash, for example, and having parking moved over to the east side of Ash. I guess our observation is that seems to be relocating the congestion for both pedestrians and vehicular traffic. Students will be crossing the street, in this case Ash, in order to be able to get from their parking over to the campus itself. That doesn't seem, even though the traffic that we're talking about between classes is going to be more frequent, we're still talking about moving people from their parking to campus. That really isn't solved, we don't think, with the diversion of traffic through Ashe.
All right, 462-2511, the number to call if you'd like to get in on the conversation. We have a caller waiting patiently here on the line. Good morning. What's your question?
I have a question. When this originally started, it was all about safety for the students. And then all of a sudden, it's all about money. Why did not the college have this on the board to begin with, that they wanted to expand instead of having this safety issue to begin with? And now it's all about money. That's my question.
Okay.
Thank you. I appreciate the question. I've been looking for an opportunity to address that, actually, because during the time that I've been president, which my presidency began in February of 2013, so we're a little over 2 years that I've been involved in this. And the entire time, my focus has been on helping the college to thrive. And what do we need to do to help the college be able to thrive going forward? And it's critically important to us. And I don't mean to overplay this, but it is a difficult time for the college and the economics of the college, and we're working our way through that.
Why was that not brought up to begin with?
So I'm the third president to address this issue. And so I know during Dr. Dudley's time as president that safety was the primary issue. My assessment of the situation was similar, really, to many of the citizens, that actually crossing the street has not been a big problem for us. I think that what is a problem for me are students driving too fast. And moving their cars around the campus. So I'd like to cut that down and have centralized parking. But for me, the real issue is, in terms of this issue right now, is an economic issue for the college, and that's been my consistent theme from the beginning. And I really can't speak for how other presidents may have approached it.
Well, it's still all about money. Thank you.
Thank you for the call. Roger, is there anything that you would like to add from your standpoint on your citizens group?
We've already indicated clearly, I think, that the college did first talk about this as being a safety issue. I think that it was recognized, as Don has indicated, that that really wasn't the heart of the issue. And we're glad to focus upon the question of what is best to attract students. And I think we're looking at and our vision of maybe an alternative is to still focus upon that question of what can make it look attractive for students as well as the rest of the city of Hastings.
Once again, 462-2511 is the telephone number to get on in the Ninth Street Forum. The email is open as well at news@khsradio.com. You can chime in via social media on our Facebook page or send us a tweet to @khsradio. Take one more quick question here via email before we get to our next break here on the forum. And this one comes to us from Becky, and I'll just read verbatim. The college implied that emergency vehicles would be allowed through the college on Ninth Street. But in fact, their plan is to only allow emergency vehicles to the campus, not through the east neighborhood. Is that correct? And can we elaborate on certainly a big topic of concern, and that's emergency response? Roger, go ahead.
That's my understanding, too, that at the forum, one of the audience did suggest that there would be emergency access through the campus, and that is not the plan, as I understand it. However, I also understand that the college was being required in its plan to have access to emergency vehicles to be able to get into the campus. And I guess we're seeing then the amount of concrete that will be there to accomplish that. Kind of makes it difficult to do some of the landscaping that you might otherwise like to do. But in any case, if there's going to be that much concrete there, to have the access for emergency vehicles, then let's go ahead and just have the street remain open, put the curbs in. And when the campus has an event that they feel it would be nice to close that area off, I assume there's no reason why they couldn't request a temporary closing, and you could have that area open and not even have traffic moving through.
So, yes, the negotiations with the city, as we talked about the city vacating the street, included emergency access paths, and that was requested by the city. My understanding was that it was primarily for the purpose of responding to emergencies within campus buildings. However, the city was fairly clear that these emergency paths needed to be open for any kind of response at all. So it could be a response for a vehicle to go through that area or not. One of the things that was brought up in the city council meetings that the council members were very intent upon was, what about emergency access to the area east of the college? And actually, my understanding was that the city conducted some tests for that purpose. This would have been at least a couple of years ago when the street was closed. I think maybe 2.5 years ago now. The street was closed, I believe, for up to 60 days. And the city looked at that and conducted tests at that time and determined that response time to that area was not significantly affected. Nevertheless, they required us in our plans, and there's a whole document of what we're required to do if the street's vacated, including paving the two blocks east of Ash between Ash and 2nd, and including curbs and sidewalks. But part of it was that we would allow emergency access vehicles on either side. So that wasn't our plan, but it was a plan that the city requested or required. And so we built that into our depiction of the area, and that's how it's represented now. So it would still be a large mall area where our students could gather. There would be green space right in the middle of it, a gathering place for students that we think is important and central to what we're trying to accomplish.
All right. It is 1039, 462-2511 is the number to call. We've got some callers waiting on hold. If you'll just hold on for a couple more minutes, we'll take a quick break, and we'll get to your calls right after this. And we welcome you back in once again to our Speak Out here on the 9th Street issue, 462-2511. If you'd like to get in, we've got a caller waiting patiently here on the line. Yep. Okay, well, we'll go to the other
Not
caller.
Not that patiently.
Here. All right, let's go to the other line. Good morning. You're on the show. What would you like to talk about?
I have a couple questions. First, I was wondering, as bad as that street is, whose responsibility is it to be keeping that street up to begin with? That's one question. My other question is, if you close that street and it doesn't bring more students to the college, then what are you going to do? And also, you want to make it more biker, walker friendly. How is that going to happen if it's snowing and blowing and cold and hailing? Students can't bike and walk in that kind of weather. And my other statement was, the students are only here for 4 years. And then they're gone, so they don't really care what happens to that street. But the residents that live here for the long haul, they do care what happens to that street. And that's all I have. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay. Thank you. Let's address the issue of responsibility, the financial obligations to keep that street open first. And, Don, we'll start off with you on that.
Well, obviously, it's a city street, and that's the city's responsibility. Although major improvements to the street usually are shared with the property owners, at least that's been the path the city has taken most recently. There have been some federal funds that have been available that have really helped that ease that burden for property owners, and I think we all appreciate that. I think that the redevelopment of 9th Street in terms of keeping it open would be, I would anticipate that the college would have a major role in that, as would property owners who live east of the college on 9th Street. The college probably owns about 50% of the property going east of Ash on 9th Street to 2nd. The rest of it is owned by private property owners, and the cost of that and maintaining it would be probably borne by them. So It's clearly an obligation of the city, but it's a burden shared by the property owners, and the college understands that.
Roger, any input to responsibility?
Yeah, my understanding is the same, that routine maintenance of the street is city responsibility. When it comes to redoing a street, as Don indicated, the property owners with frontage on the street have been sharing in the cost of repaving. The city has assumed, as I understand it, some basic costs with handling the street sewer, for example, so that it is some city responsibility there. But for the areas that of 9th Street that are in question, of course, the college owns both the north and the south part of that portion of 9th Street, south of the Student Union. And so under normal circumstances, or at least what we've been doing in the past here in the city, recent past, the college would be responsible for the repaving cost if that were kept open and then to be repaved, as I understand that would be the plan. And then, of course, the two blocks that they have agreed to refurbish to the east. I think, as Don indicated, the college owns about half of that frontage as well, so that they would already, if 9th State Street were to stay open, then the college would already be obligated to pay for half of that paving cost if we did things as we have been recently.
Once again, 462-2511 is our telephone number. We'll get to that second caller in just a little bit, but I wanted to go back to that second part of her question, and you both kind of alluded to it a little bit in some of your statements, but in regards to enrollment, talk exactly from the college perspective, and then we'll hear from Roger in just a bit on what that closure of 9th Street, what that enclosed campus, how that would boost enrollment.
From the college's perspective, it's really about building the current building that's the Student Union, expanding, renovating, and expanding it toward 9th Street, probably onto what is now the 9th Street right-of-way area. And so we're anticipating a fairly large expansion that includes a new admissions office. Our admissions office is small and cramped right now. And in the Hurley McDonald building, which is over on the Circle Drive, that's very inadequate and very non-competitive. When you go around to other college campuses, what students first see when they come to Hastings College is not nearly as attractive as what they see when they go to our competitors. So then when you add to that a need for a new kitchen and a new cafeteria, the only logical space for us to expand is south toward 9th Street and onto what would be the right-of-way of 9th Street right now.
Roger, is there anything you'd like to add to that?
Well, we've been responding to the plan that the college has circulated in the maps that they provided, and they haven't shown that they've shown an expansion of the Student Union, but not into the what would be the even the parking area as it looks as we look at it, and so that we're not talking about having an open 9th Street precluding the expansion that perhaps that Don's referring to. I guess you'd have to take a look at the map that would be different than what they've been circulating at this point. Also keep in mind that with the parking area that's on the north side and the south side of 9th Street, and then also the 9th Street right-of-way, there's quite a bit of space there where you could move the main thoroughfare either to the south, for example, if that needed to be done to accommodate the Student Union. The main question, I think, is the utilities, where those are. Clearly, the college wouldn't be able to build on top of those utilities. And as we've already pointed out, they have in their plan, again, pavement. That's to accommodate the emergency vehicles. That leaves enough space for a street, as we're seeing it. Thank you.
All right, let's go to the phone lines now. We've got a caller waiting patiently there. Good morning. What's your question?
9th Street is left open, Somebody walks across 9th Street, they're hit by a vehicle, and they die. The 9th Street's closed. Somebody east of Ash needs some emergency assistance. That delays the response time. That person dies. The only question anybody has to answer to themselves is which death they're willing to live with. Thank you.
All right, talking worst-case scenarios here, I suppose.
Thank you again for those comments here. Let's go back. Can we go back to the emails here just a second? Because I wanted to get to maybe what we're referring to, I think, in a lot of this discussion. And that's from the side of things on convenience here. This question says, are side streets East Elm and 6th Avenue have enough problems with parking and people speeding on narrow streets, which that caller was obviously referring to? Just think what will happen when more people change their routes to avoid 7th, 9th, and 12th streets. Let's talk about the convenience factor maybe as your citizens group sees it, Roger.
I guess I see the convenience question as one that's really a mutual issue for students and as well as the neighbors, as well as those that are passing through. We, as we've already indicated in the closings to date, we've been looking at traffic being diverted a block one way or another to get around. I think in the case of Hastings College, particularly to the north, depending on where you're located, you do have quite a bit more blocks that are involved that you could be detouring. But I think that the question with regard to convenience is one that we need to keep in mind. But I think the main focus is we're looking at streets that have been a part of our design of the layout of the city streets, as I mentioned before, 7th, 9th, and 12th. I think we need to be very careful about looking at any closures on those streets. The side streets are a different issue. This is a main thoroughfare.
President Jackson, anything to add?
I appreciate Roger's comments. And actually, as far as convenience, I share the thoughts there. I mean, we recognize that there would the closing of this one block of 9th Street would add some inconvenience to our neighbors and, frankly, to ourselves. I traverse 9th Street very frequently, I would say, in a car almost every day. And so it's obviously the shortest path to get to where I want to go. What's really important to us is that this one block of 9th Street is critically important to our future and our economic development. And we've tried to be as clear about that as we could be. We don't have to look very far in the state of Nebraska to see a college that closed and the impact on that community, Blair, Nebraska, Dana College. I actually have a quote, which I'm not going to share, from the president of the Chamber of Commerce there. We're not at that point, but we are at a critical point for the college in terms of our need to attract more students and for them to have a good experience when they're here so they stay here. So attracting students and retaining students is really what this is about for Hastings College. And for us, that means some inconvenience, and we regret that. We actually are trying our best to be a good neighbor through this whole process, and we'll want to continue that in the future, obviously. But for us, it's a business issue that's so important that we have recognized that it will be somewhat inconvenient for ourselves and our neighbors.
I think we got time for maybe one more call, so let's get this person who's been waiting on the hold patiently. Good morning. What's your question?
He spoke to some of it, but it has to do with safety, and not only for the college, but for another school, which is Alcott Elementary. We've had instances due to traffic already, and when they did their street thing on 9th, they didn't do it across the cross sections to see how much that would increase, especially on Elm and California. I would like to know why that was not addressed by the city or the college. They didn't even look at that aspect.
That's a pretty good question.
Right. The issue of 7th Street is one that the college is very interested in, and actually we're interested in it right now. There's enough traffic on 7th Street near Elm and Turner to create a problem, and I think I live on 7th Street. 7th Street is a very busy street right now, and we think there are things that should be done to accommodate that, whether or not the issue of 9th Street is supported by the voters. So for us, looking at the intersection of 7th Street, Elm, and Turner is critically important. We've already said to the city that we'll give up, up to 5 or 6, as many as they need, parallel parking spots close to Turner, so there's better sight lines there. In my own opinion, living just a few houses from that intersection, I think that we need a stoplight there to help control traffic patterns, and I would be very much in favor of that.
All right. Well, we appreciate that phone call, and we're going to take a break. We'll come back and let Mr. Selle and Mr. Jackson have their closing statements. We'll do that right after this. All right. Back here on 1230 KHAS, Brandon Peoples, Tyson Avronic, joined by Hastings College President Don Jackson and Roger Selle, representing the Hastings citizens to keep 9th Street open. We've got time for a couple more calls here, so we'll go ahead and take the first one here. Good morning. What's your question?
Yes, I'd just like people to remember that for 3 months out of the year, that there's nobody there at the college, and you still have a closed street. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
And Don, anything to add to that?
Well, I would like to add a comment to that. We actually have a lot of activity at the college through the summer, including youth camps, mostly related to athletic programs. But at times we have a lot of young people on our campus, not college age, living in our residence halls and crossing the street on a regular basis. And so they are not accustomed to the college the way that our students are. In addition, we have a pastor's camp and other things going. So we have a lot of activity in the summertime.
I think we have time for one last call before we get to our closing statements here on our 9th Street Forum this morning on 1230 KHAS. Good morning. You're on the air.
Yes. Are you going to be able to keep your small college appeal for attracting students if you expand?
In regards to one of the pitches that the college makes, right, with the small class sizes?
We're looking to grow to about 1,500 students. I might add that's a daunting proposition in today's market. I mean, it's really difficult to do and grow at this point in time. We feel that our campus would accommodate that. We would need to add professors and some classroom space. I think I've already addressed that in earlier comments. So we very much want to keep Hastings College a small residential campus and achieving the same kind of things we achieved when I was a student here in the 1960s.
Roger, is there anything to add before we head to closing statements?
I think 1,500 is still a small college. I'm an alum of a couple state schools, one of which, for example, has to cross Highway 30 in order to be able to get from one side of the campus to the other. So let's keep with our smaller college problems.
Once again, you're listening to the 9th Street Forum here on 1230 KHAS. Roger had provided the opening statements here to this 9th Street Forum, so we will shift sides here. And Don Jackson, if you'd like to make closing statements before we get out of here this morning.
Thanks, Tyson. First of all, I appreciate the opportunity to engage in this kind of a conversation with members of the public and with the studio team here and with Roger. As I've mentioned over and over, this is an economic issue for the college. We do have a need to grow. We are experiencing some operational deficits right now that are fairly sizable. Our board was in town last week. We had a long conversation about that and how we can move forward as a college. So this is a serious situation for us and one that's really critically important to us. That said, we feel badly that this has emerged into such a debate in the community. We wish that were not so. We wish that that everyone could have embraced this idea. That didn't work out, and so we're trying to be as open and candid as we can and just share our view, and we realize the voters are going to make their decision, and then we're prepared to adjust our plans or move forward with our plans accordingly. So for us, we're going to be glad to have this debate end. Roger and I have developed a good friendship through this process, and we're going to continue to work together for our neighborhood at the same time. And we feel that way about all of our neighbors, but we would hope that the voters of the city of Hastings would recognize how important this is for the college, how important it is for our college to thrive, even possibly survive. And that, for me, is what this debate is all about. Thank you.
All right, Roger, go ahead if you'd like.
I had a college student ask me recently why the two plans, renditions of how 9th Street would be look if it were closed and then what it would look like if it would be open, why they were so similar. And I think that's our point, that, in fact, the attractiveness can be maintained and accomplished with wide streets to enable the emergency vehicles, or the same attractiveness could be built into putting streets there that would accommodate traffic through traffic. Comment with regard to cost has been suggested that the closing of the street would be a savings to taxpayers. Our feeling is that closing the street is not a savings to taxpayers. It's really a responsibility of the city to maintain our streets, and that actually most of the savings is to the college, since they're the owners of much of the frontage here, and they would be spending the money, I guess, on improving the looks of the area. But after all, the responsibility, otherwise, if the street were to stay open, would be to the college. So it's a cost savings to the college. As I've suggested in a forum earlier, I think that's an excellent opportunity for Don and his colleagues to go out and recruit alumni funds to dedicate a plaza that, like they're talking about, that could help them then pay for what I think is an obligation that they have to maintain a street. Thank you.
All right. Well, I want to thank Roger Selle for being our guest here today, as well as Don Jackson, Hastings College president, Tyson Avronik joining us in the studio as well today. I'm Brandon Peoples, and we want to thank everybody for being a part of the show and asking your questions. We encourage everybody to get out and vote. 2 weeks until the deadline here, May 12th. So, gentlemen, again, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.